Okay, here we are in the basement. Kind of cold down here. But, you know, a lot of these basements, they need to be treated just as if it's going to be an occupied room. At least that's the way I like to wire them. Get them ready. If they're not going to be finished off, get it pre-wired as if it's going to be finished off, because it's going to be used for something eventually. So you need at least a GFI receptacle down there so that you do have power, that it is protected, because it's the basement. It's coming in contact with the ground. Most of them have a concrete floor. When it's finished off, it's a different story. You can get away from the GFI requirement. It just depends on what the space is going to be used for. Another consideration is smoke detectors. If there's a possibility this is going to be an occupied or living space, then by all means, get an interconnected three-wire down to that smoke detector location where it might be finished off. A lot of basements get turned into like a little studio apartment where you might rent it out or have another member of the family move down there. So you end up having like a bedroom, maybe a kitchenette, and a bathroom. Well, it's almost like a regular apartment. And those circuits that are going to be required for those areas need to be thought out. Kitchen, you know, you're going to need the same type of requirements as a small kitchen. If you're going to have a small refrigerator, or you're going to have some type of a cooking, like microwaves. Well, a lot of the microwaves really require their own circuit. So you've got to think about that. Bedroom, if it's going to be treated as a bedroom, well, really, those receptacles need to be on an arc fault circuit, okay? Bathroom, a GFI-protected receptacle, separate 20-amp circuit, okay? These, you just can't get away from that. If you try to fudge on this and you try to get around that, then you have problems. I get so many emails talking about, you know, what do we do now? We're trying to rehab our basement that somebody finished off, and now we've got problems with flipping circuit breakers and da-da-da. Well, if you would have thought it out properly to begin with, you wouldn't have problems. I've had to rewire basements that caught on fire because they didn't do it right, and there were problems. There were no smoke detectors. I mean, just a multitude of a liability in situations that you can get into, especially if you're going to finish off the basement and have it an occupied area for either another member of your family or as like a little rental unit. Of course, go through your local building department, get the necessary permits and inspections. Another thing to think about is home entertainment systems. Basements are fantastic for turning into rec rooms. Along with the rec rooms comes big screen TVs, surround sound systems, theater systems, the whole shot. Those all require special wiring. Big screen TVs, more and more, are really taking a lot of electrical power. And to make them really a fantastic event, well, you want to wire the place for surround sound. So these are all things that you want to put in ahead of time. Nothing worse than having to go back and, you know, tearing up the sheetrock to get in wiring where you didn't just plan ahead before and take enough time to just plan out those things and put them in right away initially, so then you don't have problems later on. Okay, food for thought. Hope I didn't overload your brain. Anyway, hope that helps. Bye-bye.